Wow. Yes, you're right. That was great. If you recall correctly, oh, by the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And if you recall back a few months now, I said that from now on, I was going to go straight through the public service announcement book and read whatever came up next. And this came up next tonight. If you want to have more money in your future, don't rely on luck. Pay down your high interest cards. For more free ideas on how to save, go to feedthepig.org. There's a few of them in there. I'm not complaining. It's no think about your future. But don't rely on luck isn't bad either. See the stories you get when I get to go late? Quality content. That's what you're here for. That's right. We will be going a few minutes late tonight. Nothing crazy. Probably, 15 minutes, something like that. As long as I shut up and move on to the radio obituary for José Mário Branco, the Portuguese singer, songwriter, actor, and record producer. He became politically active in the 1960s during the dictatorship in Portugal, and it caused him to choose to seek exile in France in 1963, where he got to collaborate with musicians of a wide variety that he felt elevated him. And then he went back to Portugal after the revolution in 1974. José Mário Branco just passed away at 77. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mariazinha deita os olhos para o mar. Tardinha, quando a noite espreitar, e no verde das águas sem fundo, já se perde da esperança do mundo afundar. Olhos para o mar, tão pequenina, sem saber o que pensar, vê a roda do mundo girando e os navios ao longe passando sem parar. Mar, tão quietinha, a chorar, a chorar. Uma fonte de sangue no peito, uma sombra na boca e um trejeito no olhar. Mariazinha, deita os olhos para o mar, tão caladinha, Eshemar, Eshemar. Vai profundo da noite fria, numa barca de rendas vazia, afundar sem
like that finally someone, probably our Swami Polycy, I'm not looking at the screen now to know, but I was very pleased to see that somebody finally figured out why I chose a song from that particular record to play tonight in that radio obituary for Jose Mario Bronco. You kids are smart. You figure it out eventually. You always do. I love that about you. But hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Jack Scott. He was a Canadian-American singer and songwriter, inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, and called the undeniably greatest Canadian rock and roll singer of all time. Now, I don't want to take anything away from that, but we've done some Canadian rock and roll obituaries here. Enough said. He moved from Windsor to Detroit. That's just like going across the river. Where he grew up listening to hillbilly music and learning to play guitar. He pursued a singing career as a teenager as Jack Scott and formed the Southern Drifters, but then ended up getting a solo contract with ABC Paramount, where he had a couple of good selling local hits in 57. Then he switched to the Carlton record label and had his first national hit with Leroy, which was also a band record. Huh, you say? Not only was he in the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, he was also in the Michigan Rock and Roll Legends Hall of Fame. Now that's a Hall of Fame. And also the Hit Parade Hall of Fame. Jack Scott just passed away at 83. And let me just remind everyone that the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib, which could have been this week had it been a thing that was actually going to happen. Or it could have been next week. Who knows? Who knows? No one, because it's not happening. There is no Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib this year. There is no Christmas episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. But something came up in an obit, so that's what you're. So it's one of the things that you're going to get. I'm a big enough person to be able to at least do that much, but no more than that. No more. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Jack Scott right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It was the night before Christmas. Went all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. My baby came home. I asked her where she was. She grinned and said that she was out with the old Santa Claus. Oh, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, oh, oh yeah, well, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, oh, oh yeah. The snow is white, so crisp and white. But there's trouble brewing, trouble brewing. 12, feeling low. I'm waiting for this cat who said my baby's hot to glow. From what I hear, he's a dressing red. He's a coming down my chimney. That's what my baby said. Oh, 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 there's a trouble brewing. He don't know fear, he don't dig fear, but he has a nixin' and a fixin' less, I'll disappear. Creep to my window, I'm there in the sky. I see this cat, he's a flying by. He circled my path, I think he's a goof, cause with eight reindeer he tried to land on my roof. Oh, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, yeah, well, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, yeah. The snow is white, so crisp and white. There's trouble brewing tonight. There's trouble brewing tonight. There's trouble brewing tonight. There's trouble brewing tonight. There's trouble brewing.
What in the world's come over you? Seems we never get along. Every night I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kisses. What in the world's come over you? Could you ever change your mind? You do, I'll still be here, dear, waiting, longing for you. All my life I've loved you so, never dreamed I'd miss you so. Now alone in my room each night, my heart it cries, it's just not right. Oh, what in the world's come over you? Could you ever change your mind? If you do, I'll it's just not right. Oh, what in the world's come over you? You're still my angel from above. Guess you'll always be my one and only, only
Roy's bait. Judge tried your best. Now I'm here, won't take a rest. Now I see Mitt, she's got the blues. She let you wear my long pony shoes. So Leroy's back again, again. Leroy's back again, again. I don't know why, it's blue. Leroy, what they do? Boom, yeah. Boom, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. I can't go straight. Tell my men he can't keep my debt. I'm gonna be by 6 months. Leroy's back in jail again. Leroy's back in jail again. I don't know why, it's blue. Leroy, what you do? Well, Leroy, what you do? Leroy, Leroy, what you do? Leroy, Leroy, what you do? Leroy.
Touch me, baby, and I go. The way I love is just the way I love. Come on and be the one I'm thinking of. Touch me, baby, it feels so good. Sometimes I think I wanna, but I don't wanna whip it much up at all. Baby, back and I know. The way I love is just the way I love. Come on and be the one they think of. Touch me, baby, it feels so good. Sometimes I think I wanna, but I don't know where to find you.
If I may say, and I do, my apologies to one and all. Technology strikes again. Not mine this time. Huh. I don't know what that was about, but I'm not happy about it. But I'm a professional. A professional volunteer radio disc jockey. Exactly. So we will move on now. We will recover and move on to the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary for Ian Sutherland. Ian Sutherland. One half of the successful Northeast Ireland folk and rock group, the Sutherland Brothers. They had a big hit in 1972 called Sailing, and then he wrote Arms of Mary, a massive international hit released in 1976, covered by many, 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 many. One might expect that I would have chosen the Everly Brothers cover of it, but I did not. I went for a bee's knee instead. As part of the, Ian Sutherland just passed away at 71. Like I said, I chose a bee's knee for the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary for Ian Sutherland right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mm-hmm.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Roy Loney, co-founder of the Flamin' Groovies way back in 1965 with Cyril Jordan. He stayed on through the first three albums, leaving the band in 71. He went on to join, or to lead, I should say, the Phantom Movers, and was just generally a really nice guy. If you ever, and I am totally spacing out on the name of his record store, or the record store he worked at for all those years, if you ever stopped into the store that he was working in out on the West Coast, he was just very approachable and would always stop and talk and love to talk records, obviously. And just, you know, he's just really nice. I don't really have any good Roy Loney stories. He was really nice. That's all. Roy Loney just passed away, and I don't think I have his age anywhere. Didn't realize that till right now. Sorry about that. But it's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Roy Loney right here, Bubbles in the Think Tank, with something that clearly our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., wanted me to play the hit, so I'm going to play the hit because I love Freddie. He had a hard day. It's the holiday season. He deserves this right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. manic degree. I got a roller coaster with a parachute. I got a total pro. I got a foreign crew. I got a distant normal and a nerdy spice. I got a hunk of earth, a slice of paradise. Bob shoot, bob shoot wee. Well, I'm a panic to a manic degree.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are having an all-radio obituary episode that is more done than not. I guess we have about an eighth of the program left, somewhere in that general region. But now it's time for the penultimate. It's the penultimate radio obituary. Yes, for Eddie Duran, the American jazz guitarist from San Francisco. He recorded with Vince Guaraldi and was a member of the Benny Goodman Orchestra during the 1970s. Way back in the 50s, he played with Chet Baker, Charlie Parker, Red Norvo, George Shearing, Flip Phillips, all kinds of people in the San Francisco area. Eddie Duran just passed away at 94. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.